Allah give my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasila. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make dua for me, Allah gives me maqam-e-mahmood. It's guaranteed from Allah. This is taj-e awliya-e asmina bana dijiye. And I will share one particular habit, when he would listen any Arabic ibarat also, the words, by any words, he would think, is the meaning correct or not? Are the Arabs, the zabar zairs correct or not? So Hazrat gave it a little thought, then he said, mashallah, mubarak. That what was this? Allah gave me tawfiq, I changed the dua a little bit. Then the third thing which is included in our durood sharif is the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah is praising Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many ayahs? When the sahaba used to praise Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the ulama of the ummah, all, every time, every era, they've written so great kitab for Mahdi. So by your shaykh also, you express your love to him. This is a person who will benefit from his shaykh. This is a person when you sit and read durood, and wherever you get close place, by the lake side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the right side in Jannatul, Rawdatul Jannah, wherever, even 500 times. It does take some time, but that is why we have gone there. We haven't gone there for shopping. We haven't gone there to sleep. We haven't gone there to picnic and to dine and with the family all the time sitting, and or we haven't gone to do shopping there. This is why we have gone there. So one tasbih of third kalima. One tasbih of the fourth, and you feel your presence, you are by Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. How valuable won't your tawaf become, your umrah, your presence in the Haram Sharif, it will become so valuable. And then what Allah loves very greatly is tawbah and istighfar. Read one tasbih of tawbah istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi la needs to detox, spiritually also. And this is the greatest detoxing. When you go to your shaykh in the khanqah, it is also not to show your, not to go there to get khilafat, not to go there to show I'm a big buzurg or somebody. It is to detox. And this method, a person will detox spiritually. And then when you detox, then you come to Mizab-e Rahmat. Oh Allah, this is the place of your rahmat descending. Shower your rahmat upon me also. Then you come to Rukne Yamani and then to Hajar-e Aswad. Allah, what a ibadah. What Allah hasn't given the Muslim? Where are we? فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where are you turning your face and running to Hollywood and running to Bollywood and running on their program? So when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali passed away, he wrote up all on about Hazrat. When I saw it, immediately I told our friends in the Darnum, translate this. And when he came, I told him we had this done. And the reason for that, because many people, khanka is like what we call shakhsiyat parasti, what people call hero worship. Buzurg is so great, etc. To teach you the love of Allah, the love of deen, to make your islah. I didn't go in that direction. Shadr Masha Abdul Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, and he went in that direction. And he took everything from Maulana Abdul Ghanipur. So what is the purpose of the sawmah? Our islah, our connection with Allah, the love of deen. See the enjoy. Your relationship with your wife, see how enjoyable it will be. Your food that you eat, the most simple food. Manan Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah Ali and them, eating dal, roti, simple food. And what relish, how enjoyable. But we don't get that enjoyment in biryani also. We don't get that enjoyment in roast also. Why? When you got VIP treatment, what won't you get in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. All that is dependent on this. So make our islah, make our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and we have this wonderful occasion, just like we had the Mu'tamar, the convention. This was really our faraz, that our ulama, Manana Qasim Nanotri, Mufti of one of the states of Russia, he went to the Markaz on the Thursday night, on the way back in the bus. And this is how simple they were. They weren't big luxurious limousines for them. They were going up and down by bus, down to earth people. When then he said that he had blocked the work of tabligh in his country. He's in charge of all religious affairs in Zukna Shtinaba. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم
پاک میں غیر عربی الفاظ بھی ہے یا نہیں لمبا بحث اس کا ہے بہرحال یہ ایک بات امام بخاری نے اس نقطہ کو بیان کیا آگے وہی گرامر کے بعد جو ابھی بیان ہوئی وہ یقال القسط مصدر القسط مقسط کہ قسط قسط جو ہے وہ مقسط کا مصدر ہے وہ العادل اور اس
کے دشا پر اس پروگرس عید کو امام بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حدیث کہ القسط مصدر المقسط ہاں مقسط مصدر کی سگنیفیکو کے سگنیفیکا جسٹیسا اتمے مقصو کو نفر قاصد سگنیفیکا جاہل اکل فاس انجسٹیسا تو میں جو بجے کی جان کی لکھا دو انتس امام بخاری
کو لیگ ٹیک یور لیگ اف دی ایکسیلریٹر پٹ اٹ ان دی بریک ناؤ اینڈ دین ایز یو ار اپروچنگ great mathematical calculations take place in the brain. Must you apply more pressure now, or must you now release it a little bit so that you can come to a comfortable stop at the stop? So this is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has given mankind. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ Allah says, very little it is that you make shukr. When we don't even think of it, we don't make shukr. And it is for this reason it is said, we should stay in the company of those people who have got this recognition of Allah. They will open the eyes of our heart, and then we will be able to see Allah in everything also. We look at our little baby, we will see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We will see a person who is on his dying bed, is in sakarat, we will see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. In everything, we will see the qudrat of Allah. But if the eyes of the heart are not open, we'll pass by all these great, great signs which are all around us, which are in fact within us. But we won't see Allah Ta'ala. And it will be said that we reach our deathbed ourselves, our own sakarat, but we haven't seen Allah in our worldly life, for which Allah had sent us to recognize Him, and we did not find Him in this world. So Allah, and in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that there are very few servants who make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, even those few who make shukr, make very little shukr. And this is a great thing to reach Allah, that a person sees Allah and appreciates and makes shukr of every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ تو کہ وہی ہے جس نے کھندہ دیا تم کو زمین میں and say oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it is Allah alone who spread you out on the earth. It is said, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam came down in India and more particularly in Sri Lanka, which was part of India at that time. And then from there he came to Jeddah. That is why Jeddah is called Jeddah, your grandmother Hawa. He met her there on the plains of Arafat. And from there, Allah spread the people, and the people are gone. Then people are in China, people are in America, people are in Australia, small, small islands, big, big lands. Allah Ta'ala spread His people. People are living in mountains, people are living in jungles, people are living on ships, on boats, a whole life they live there. All this is how Allah is. This also we should see the qudrat of Allah. And all the different types of people, one is a Chinese, one is a Japanese, one is a Indian, one is a Malaysian, one is a African, one is a European, all are different types of people, but exactly the same features, same eyes, same nose. Medical books are the same for the whole world. It isn't for Chinese people it is different, or for American people it is different. All this should be also a great lesson. But we unfortunately, because we don't keep the company of the righteous and the pious, we don't notice these great, great signs of Allah's qudrat, and we just pass our whole life like zombies, haven't noticed what these great things are. Like if somebody visits some place which has got very, very many interesting places to visit. He went there and he just stayed in the hotel room. After 2 weeks he came back. And then you asked him, what happened? What did you see? I just stayed in the hotel room. So if we came in this world whole life and we did not see Allah Ta'ala, we just passed our lives like that and we didn't see the great beauty of Allah, the fantastic creation of Allah Ta'ala. We never realized who Allah is. We lost out everything in life. And if we had found Allah and saw how great He is, it would have bring so much of spice and meaning into our lives. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ اور اسی کی طرف اکھتے کیے جاؤ گے. And it is only to Allah that all of you will return again. All of us, we are going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala. Those who found and saw Allah and returned to Him, what enjoyment they will have in looking forward to meet Allah, in going to Allah Ta'ala. But if we didn't find Allah, the most we will want to be going to is Jannah. Jannat is a great ni'mat, but in view of Allah, Jannat is nothing. People will totally forget Allah, will forget Jannat when they will see the great beauty of Allah. So a person who has found Allah, he has found everything. And for that Allah has sent us in this world for this little while to find Allah and then make effort on the whole of mankind that they also find Allah. They also see Allah and they are also blessed with this great, great wealth and treasure of finding Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.